All right, it's 2024. Yeah. I haven't done one of these reviews in this series since October of last year. And that's mainly because I wanted to review some good stuff, man. And nothing I was like, man, I want to review this. Nothing bad I was listening to. But still. Today's album, though, in the first review, the first episode of 2024 of the show for Black Metal Sunday, we're almost at 30 of these. Anyway, taking a look at Wardalock, Ceremony in Flames. This album was released in October 2001 on Baphomet Records. This album was 8 tracks long. This runtime of 40 minutes. And this album, before we get into all the lineup, all that, the additional notes section here, this album was dedicated to Euronymous, a Mayhem, and that's about the only real interesting trivia about this record. Now, this record at first, I was like, wow, this thing's a low score on Metal Archives. Which I was like, really? Because, man, I know that's kind of averages everything out, but I got worse, one average review, one negative, one good, two good, so. But I'm here to tell you guys, this album kicks ass. That's right. And if you don't know, the guy who wrote the negative review hasn't written a review since 2012. Anyway, let's get a lineup for this record. We got Iscario on bass, Gemod on the drums, Izog, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, on guitar, Vuk on guitar, Fred Diablo on guitars. Got three guitarists on this record, which is pretty fucking cool. And of course, on vocals, you got Maniac, you know him from Mayhem, and the late great Killjoy, you know, from Necrophagia, The Ravenous. It's Viking Crown. Haxan. This. Yeah, Killjoy was in a lot of projects. But, yeah. Now, let's get into this album. Now, let's open up our first track here of this album. One with the Beast. First thing you'll notice is that the three guitars go at it, which is just badass. You get this. It hits you right away, too. And, of course, the vocal work on this album from Maniac and Killjoy is really cool, you know? You get to hear both singers go at once, and it sounds really evil, I'll say that. And, if you're a fan of both bands like I am, you're able to kind of tell who's who. If you aren't, well, this is your first time hearing both of these guys singing, well, you're going to be like, is this one person? But nah, this is a full band lineup. So, pretty much. Our next track, Satanic Utopia. That's really good, man. Cauterizing the Wounds of Christ. This is my favorite track on the record. Such an man, this song is just brutal, man. Containment of Inferno. That's a great one. Buried Beneath Perversion. That's a good one, too. Ceremony in Flames, the title track. Chosen Below, that's a cool one. And our last track here on this record, Gospels of Depravity, which is very good. Now, a general review of this thing. Yeah, some great guitar tones, man, throughout this record. It's some killer vocal work from Killjoy and Maniac, who sound really well together. All the songs are definitely fast. There's no slow moments on this album. It is pure, just fast drumming, fast guitars. Just what you want to hear out of good black metal, I would say. Also, this album has really, the production on this is pretty fucking good, man. It's still raw and all, but who produced this? Killjoy produced this. That explains it. But yeah. A little tired right now. This album also has really badass artwork. I mean, you got a nunging spike in the mouth. It's fucking metal, man. This album, man, I highly recommend this one if you haven't heard it. Go, if you have not, check this one out. As I should say, I have a new ending phrase for the new year, but yeah, guys, keep it brutal, bruh.